Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Twitter, we're there, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Peter Stoucher, visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. Ray Fittipaldo, he joins right now, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Covers the team oh so well. Can't wait to talk to him, and we do that right now. The wait is over. Hello, Ray. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great. How much mileage are you putting on your car there up and back to camp? You're not allowed to stay there. How much fun is that?
From front door to the St. Vincent campus, 75 miles, so 150 round trip every day.
Ooh, look at Jeez. Ray. Look at Ray. Jeez. On your way, grab a Dunkin', the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show, to keep you awake, especially on the way home. All right, Ray. You know who I've heard conflicting reports about is Anthony McFarland, by the way. Not that that's the lead question, but I guess it's going to be for this sake. I heard that from some people he's been very good. I've heard from some other people I haven't really seen him. But what's going on? I guess he fits into this conversation. Running back two, who's being cultivated, and who do you think will be the backup behind Harris?
I think Benny Snell has separated himself from Anthony McFarland, and I think that was the case before camp. Benny's actually had a pretty good camp, and especially since Najee Harris has been injured. I think he's been pretty good. He's running with the first team. He's making some long runs. He's running hard. To answer your question about McFarland, I don't think he's a good between the tacklers runner. When people talk about him flashing out in Latrobe and making a few plays, it's almost always on plays where they can get him in space and he's simply using his speed, to get the edge and then to outrun people. So, listen, they've been trying to use him like that for the last couple of years. And, you know, he hasn't been able to consistently get a helmet on game day. So I'm not as excited about McFarland as maybe some others are. People have been talking more about Jaylen Warren, and I'm kind of on the Jaylen Warren train. I don't know if he's going to make this team. Maybe he makes the practice squad, but for a guy who's 5'8", he's just really good. He's got a knack for running, and he's probably the opposite of a guy like McFarland. Not as fast as McFarland, undrafted free agent, doesn't have the combine numbers. But when you put him in a situation, that guy's going to get yardage for you, and he's going to do it between the tackles. So, if I had to pick between Warren and McFarland right now, I'd probably pick Warren, but there's a lot of politics that goes into that guy's a fourth-round pick, only year three, that sort of thing. So we'll have to see how that goes. But, yeah, McFarland's been okay, but, nothing great.
Ray, not just from a fan's perspective, but an organization perspective, is this coming Saturday's first preseason game the most anticipated preseason game in the last 20 years?
Yeah, I think so. Just for the quarterback storyline, people – want to know what these guys are going to look like against other competition. And, it's kind of been uneven up here in training camp. And, I know a lot of people will tweet the stats of Trubisky, and, that's kind of like a popular thing to do. But I try to factor in what's going on there. And, he just got Pat Freiermuth back the last couple of days. Harris has been out. Deontay Johnson, I think, has practiced two or three times. Claypool just got back. So there's a reason that Trubisky maybe hasn't had the success that a lot of people had hoped for. But as these guys slowly, start to trickle back in, I think people will, people will start to pay attention more, and they'll finally see that, I think Mitch is going to be okay. The Steelers coaches have not wavered. I mean, he's been out there with the first team almost every single snap, only a couple that they gave to Mason Rudolph, I think, the second week of camp. So he's their guy, and the only way he's not going to be the starter week one in Cincinnati is if he falls on his face in these preseason games. So I think that's why people are looking forward to this. They kind of want to see what Trubisky's all about. And, of course, the people in Pittsburgh and all the Pitt fans, they want to see what Kenny Pickett's all about.
The word over the weekend coming out of Latrobe, Ray, was that the rotation would go Trubisky in 2-3 series maybe, Rudolph for the bulk of the second and third quarters, and then Kenny Pickett at the end of the game in the fourth quarter. But now we've seen in the last few days, since that stuff filtered out, Kenny Pickett take over more of the second-team reps. What is your anticipation of what the quarterback rotation will look like Saturday night?
Well, Mike will tell us tomorrow when he has his new news conference.
We can't wait that long, Ray.
Yeah, I mean, it's speculation right now, guys, but I think Trubisky's going to get a few series, and then there's going to be some combination of Pickett and Rudolph. And honestly, that storyline hasn't changed. Kenny Pickett threw two more interceptions in team periods yesterday. You see his natural ability sometimes, probably most when he has to, leave the pocket and throw on the run or, you know, make plays with his feet. And Mason's just, you know, he's been steady. He doesn't make mistakes. I don't think Mason has thrown a pick in a team period drill or a seven shots drill all camp. I still think he's got a big zero on the board there. So it's kind of there's not a lot of debate in my mind who has been better. But again, that's not a knock on Kenny. This is a guy who's learning the NFL game. You guys probably know, Dorm probably knows this. Mark Whipple kind of made things simpler for him last year. And I think that's why he took a big jump, kind of just put a lot of stuff in there that Kenny was comfortable with. And now you're learning an NFL playbook, and you're learning the full scope of that. They're not trimming anything down for Kenny Pickett. So there's going to be a learning curve, and I think that's what we're seeing right now. But I think people are just as excited to see Kenny Pickett in these three preseason games as they are Mitch Trubisky.
Is George Pickens getting fitted for his Hall of Fame jacket yet, Ray? I mean, has the reaction to this guy been commensurate with his level of play?
Every time you tweet something, all I wrote yesterday, and I put a headline on it because it was the most interesting aspect of practice yesterday, but all I wrote was that he and Trubisky are developing some chemistry, and Trubisky threw to him in every crucial situation yesterday. And then it was like, boy, you know, this guy, he's going to be an all-pro and, you know, all this stuff. So, I mean, it's interesting how people read into that. It is a fun storyline. He is by far the most he's been the best rookie in camp, without a doubt. I think he's going to be really good. I think he's going to make an immediate impact. But, let's slow down the hype train a little bit until he actually does it in a regular season game. Preseason game, for that matter.
Yeah, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line 412-928-9370. Hit us there. You get to put the offensive line into one of these three groups, and then you get to tell me why you put them in one of these three groups. Stink? Okay. All right. Or great. You tell me where they are, where you think they'll be, and why.
They're somewhere between stink and okay. I mean, there's...
That's reassuring. Tell me why, Ray.
Yeah, I know. I mean, they stunk. They've stunk the last couple of years. It's not great. I will give them credit. Team run periods, maybe the last week or so, they've been much better. They were at Latrobe Memorial Stadium, and they did a team run drill, 7 reps. First line got 4, I think. Second line got 3. And they went up against the starters for those first 4 reps, and they got a yard and then some every time. So that's a little bit encouraging. I think Matt Canada with a more mobile quarterback is going to be able to draw things up, and they won't be as predictable with the plays they call, but there's still a lot that's not to like. I mean, Larry Ogunjobi practiced for the first time the other day, and he was cutting through those guys with ease and make him play.
So you're telling me it's encouraging they got 4.5 yards and then punted, Ray?
I mean, listen, Mike Tomlin forecasted the other day, this is a team that's going to win with defense if they win games. I think the offense, it's going to be don't make any mistakes. Let's run the ball. Let's get some points on the board. But I'm not expecting this this offense to turn into the 1979 San Diego Chargers anytime soon.
Well, that's great, Doran, huh?
Yeah, that's very encouraging.
Yes.
But, this could be encouraging. Ray, could the Steelers possibly trade for Roquan Smith?
I got that question about 20 times in my chat yesterday. He would be a great addition. I think that guy, he was a top 10 pick, and he's really good, but he's going to cost a lot of money. And you just can't have the highest paid outside linebacker in the league, the highest paid safety in the league. There's only so many of those types of players you can have on your roster. So in an ideal world, yeah, you can trade for that guy, but how do you sign him? How do you fit him into your salary cap structure in the future? That would be my big thing. But, yeah, I mean, if you're looking to just look at it from a football perspective, he would be a great addition, but I don't think it's going to happen.
You mentioned Ogunjobi, Ray, cutting through the offensive line and some of those team run periods. Overall, with Ogunjobi finally starting to practice a little bit, how has the run defense looked, practice assessment anyway?
Pretty good. You know, there are times the offense, like I mentioned, has its way with them. But I think for the most part, you know, Cam Hayward and Ogunjobi are going to be really solid, bookends. And then Alulu came off the PUP list this week. He hasn't really practiced yet. He's not going to play on Saturday. But the fact that he came off the list and suggested, you know, he's probably going to get going in pads next week. And I mention it all the time, but I think it's underplayed in the base defense and even in sub when he's playing defensive end. He's just a really good player. He takes up a lot of blocks, and people always want to talk about Hayward and Tuitt when he was here, but Tyson Alulu, if he is healthy, is a really big part of that defense. So people are talking about Ogunjobi and him flashing on the field this year. Keep Alulu healthy. If you do, that's going to be the most important part of this run defense.
Alulu or Alu Alu in about an hour and a half right here on this station. Question real quick. Any celebrity sightings at Steelers camp? Remember, like, Jason Momoa. What's that guy's
Momoa?
Name? Momoa.
Aquaman.
He was there. That one guy in the past, that guy that always that fishing boat captain guy from that reality show.
Yeah.
That guy goes. What's that guy's name?
Forrest Gump.
I just call him Deadliest Catch Guy.
Deadliest Catch Guy. Who do you got from a celeb standpoint up there? Anybody?
I haven't seen many. And you know who hasn't shown up yet? And maybe he will over the next 2 weeks.
Kenny Pickett.
Calipari always takes the FedEx plane in here and just comes in for the day, and then he jets off at night. I have not seen Cal yet this year. So it's been kind of sparse from a celebrity standpoint so far.
Wow, maybe that'll heat up. Who do you have? What is your best bet? Do you think Calipari's a good bet to show up?
He always comes in. Now, he might have come in when it's at Heinz Field the last 2 years.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
He always comes in, yes. I got my money on Cal showing up sometime here in the next 2 weeks.
Cal and Sammy D right there walking in right
Sammy
on the
D
field.
Will be there, you know it.
Yeah, Sammy like they D. own it. Okay. All right, so there's that. Who else do you guys have for celebrity show?
Manganiello, whatever.
Manganiello.
Joe Manganiello? Yeah, what about
we just
him,
said
Ray?
His name four different ways.
Yeah, we did.
Joe shows up at Acroshore. I don't remember ever seeing Joe at St. Vincent. Maybe I'm wrong, but he's usually a guy who just comes in on game days and, jets off after that.
Wake me when Sophia's around.
Exactly.
There we are. Crowley. Right. Yes. All right, Ray. Everything else well?
Yeah, everything's good. Getting ready to drive back up there. Another 4 hours in the car today. I'm thrilled about that.
Yeah, Ray seems excited. Thank you, Ray. We'll talk soon.
All right, guys. See you.
Man, Ray's so mad about that drive.
Yeah, that's a
as
lot,
long as he puts in for the mileage, I mean.
Yeah.
They should, so. You know, I'm not here to be the person that takes up for all the journalists. But that being said, the Post-Gazette should put those guys in a hotel.
Yeah.
They might actually save money considering the cost of gas.
Yeah, and you don't even have to stay up there every day.
No.
But, once or twice a week would probably help ease the pain.
What if they put a tent city up?
Like real
like college
cheap?
Game days coming to town?
Yeah. Real cheap tents, too. So Fittipaldo and Dulac wake up at 6:30 in the morning covered in dew.
Right. The blocks would make them sleep in tents made out of the paper. Have ink all over them.
We could have sold those.
Yes. Hey, speaking of game day, are you going to that, Crowley?
Yeah. Stumbling my way through, of course.
What time does that start on game day?
6 o'clock.
6 p.m.?
Mm-hmm.
But they'll be set up like all day
and
stuff,
yeah.
Right?
I don't know where they're setting up yet. Probably on that grassy knoll right outside Acrisure Stadium.
Yep. There it is. You're going to be excited for that. Jeremy Fowler, ESPN. What are we going to talk to him about? The Steelers?
Roquan.
Oh, quick note. Sorry. Practice has been moved up again today, 10:30.
Again? Is it supposed to rain again today?
I think so.
Man, alive.
I know.
Oh, people. So get there. It was supposed to be 1:55 as always, right?
Moved up to 10:30 a.m. again.
So if you were planning on going to Steelers practice, now you've got more advance warning. Get there early today. Get going. Get out there now. Again, this doesn't affect many people because everybody who was going to that practice is already on the side of the road in Latrobe.
Yes.
So you'll just they'll open the gate up a little bit earlier. Anyway, Wednesdays with Whaley coming up at 9 o'clock. So there is that. Fan Hotline, hit us there. Presented by Nemacolin around every corner. Nemacolin creates real-life magic for guests.
Yeah, and it may not be magic. It may be something less than magical happening to you. And now, oh boy, lo and behold, you need a lawyer. Everybody's going to have this at some point in their life. Could be something like a will or an estate. A real estate issue, tax issue, an employment matter maybe, any of it, DUIs, criminal matters, appeals, nearly any legal situation you can think of, the Allegheny County Bar Association Lawyer Referral Service is your trusted source for finding the right attorney for your specific case. 412-261-5555 is the number. You call that, 412-261-5555. Explain your situation, the Bar Association. They're going to place you with an attorney equipped to handle your specific type of case. There's no cost to use the service either. You get a free 30-minute consultation with your lawyer. Again, you never know when it's going to happen to you, but if it does, can I recommend not just Googling the closest lawyer you can find? The Allegheny County Bar Association Lawyer Referral Service, 412-261-5555, or just go to get a...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
PittsburghLawyer.com.
Yep, you heard that right. Fan Morning Show, back to it. Presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. A very good morning to you. Jeremy Fowler, ESPN, couple minutes from now. After that, Doug Whaley, Wednesdays with Whaley, coming up at 9. In between all of that, we found an eBay site. I can't believe that there's a market for some of this stuff. A Pittsburgh-centric eBay site. Because I went looking for some things yesterday, and it just blows me away. Crowley can't get enough of it. You've been reading it, all morning.
Oh, yeah, if you guys want to get a set of Hot Wheels.
No, don't give it away.
Oh.
Don't give it away. We'll do that at 8:45. That's a great tease, though. But something the whole country's, this was on the morning shows, like Good Morning America, the one on Channel 11, all of them. this from the Pirates game last night.
Astros slides into third. His phone comes out of his pocket. Now that's a first. And there's Adam Hammer. Dude, your phone is down. Hey, right there.
I mean, he slid into third. He had his iPhone in his back pocket. It popped out. He explained it away where he has his sliding pad, his guard for his hand or whatever. He stores in his back pocket. His phone was already in his back pocket. This was pregame. He put his pad over it. He didn't realize it was in his pocket. He went out and he played in a game, and it popped out. I believe the guy. I really do. Although, MLB has to investigate if there's anything nefarious going on.
Well, they have to uphold the Pirates, whether you believe they're doing anything or not, which I don't think they are. I don't think Rodolfo Castro's doing anything. But
right.
They have to uphold the same standards with the Pirates, even though they stink this year, that they would if this were the Yankees or the Astros or the Red Sox or any team that's had a history of cheating or using devices in the dugout in the past, or even if a team hasn't had that history, even if they're a good team like the Mets who hasn't had a history of that. You gotta hold the same eye of scrutiny against the Pirates, too,
this
I guess, if a guy loses a phone on the field.
Clearly and only the Pirates situation. Mm-hmm. No other team in baseball could this happen to. None.
Just the Pirates.
None.
Just the Pirates.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And I don't think he did it, obviously, on purpose. I don't, you know, just from his positioning as a player and, you know, obviously needing to play a lot of games to make a name for himself, there's no way he did this on purpose for, like, a stunt or whatever. He definitely forgot it was in his pocket.
He was so apologetic after the game, too, which was hilarious. It was an accident. I feel so bad.
Yeah. I know. Oh, gosh. But it is. It's all over the internet. It's absolutely absolutely hilarious. All right, Wednesdays was Whaley, top of the hour. Jeremy Fowler, though, coming up next, ESPN, a trade potentially for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Let's dive into that with him. Dive into some Dunkin', though. Hey, Pittsburgh, it's hot out there. When things get heated, Dunkin' knows how to keep you cool. Ice cold cold brew.
Yeah, that brown sugar cold foam cold brew that's our absolute favorite. And a little cinnamon sugar sprinkled on top. Mm-hmm. That's the way to get things going in the morning and especially on a warm afternoon to keep things going when you need that midday pick-me-up. It's Dunkin's new brown sugar cream cold brew, now just $3, along with all of Dunkin's medium-sized cold brews. Participation may vary. Limited time offer, terms apply. Pittsburgh runs on Dunkin'.
Jeremy Fowler, ESPN, he joins right now. We talked to him about all things NFL and Pittsburgh Steelers. Jeremy, a very good morning to you. How's everything?
Hey, good. Thanks for having me.
Certainly. Thank you for coming on. Big day here in Pittsburgh. Practice has been moved, so everybody's scrambling to get up to Latrobe as fast as they can as opposed to waiting till 1:55. Well, they're actually already there. They just need to get – they're lined up on the side of the road. They just need to get in there quicker. That being said, though, let's turn our attention to Chicago for a minute. Roquan Smith, he once traded. Is Omar Khan – does he have to do his due diligence and see potentially what it would take to maybe bring Roquan Smith to Pittsburgh, or is that a pipe dream?
Well, I think they could look into it. You know, certainly the Devin Bush experiment has been questionable. Maybe he can turn it around this year. But Pittsburgh does value linebacker play, off-ball linebacker play, more than most. So, but it's still a hefty price tag. You have to pay him, I would say, at least $18 million a year on a new deal and give up a good pick. You know, now, teams I talked to think that the Bears would not be able to get a first-round pick for him. So I think the compensation actually might be more reasonable than people think. But the Bears will try to do this again. They're going to try to re-sign him. It's just the negotiation's gone well. They kind of tried to lowball him, and he got insulted, and here we are.
Jeremy, what's your anticipation for Chase Claypool's year? He's kind of the middle child right now. You have Deontay Johnson, who just signed an extension as a number one receiver for the Steelers. And then you have the emergence of George Pickens, who's the rookie that we really haven't seen play in a preseason game yet, but there's a lot of emphasis around how he's been playing in camp. What's your anticipation of a year that Chase Claypool might have?
Well, he was too talented not to be somewhat productive, I would think. I know he's missed a little bit of time. So with a new quarterback, you kind of need to be out there for the chemistry part of it, you know, which George Pickens is now developing. And you know what Deontay Johnson can do. So I don't know. You know, it's going to be interesting because I can't really figure out what their target share is all going to be, how much they're actually going to pass it. You know, because I was in Pittsburgh the other day, I was talking to Najee Harris, and he said, hey, we haven't even installed any of the Mitch Trubisky, like, QB running stuff. You know, the guy can really run and be an asset in that part of it. So if it's a lot of Najee Harris and Mitch Trubisky, maybe won't be as much throwing as there was last year. Now, obviously, they're going to have – it's a passing league, so you're going to have to stretch the field. But you need three good ones, and, you know, Chase is one of those three. So he'll get production. I don't know if he's going to hit that, you know, 10 or 11 touchdown mark that he did as a rookie, so we'll see. But he's too talented not to be productive.
Jeremy, I want to circle back around to Roquan Smith for just a brief moment because it touches on something that affects one of the Steelers' rivals in the AFC North, even if Roquan Smith isn't pursued by Omar Khan, and that's the idea of big-time players representing themselves in contract negotiations. For example, Lamar Jackson in Baltimore. Are you getting a sense from guys that more and more of them would like to handle this on their own? And what's the reaction you're getting from executives around the league as to how well it's working or not?
Yeah, I think some players are intrigued by it. You know, they see the huge price tag, and so they're figuring, hey, this is my money. Why am I going to give $1 million to an agent to handle something that I can probably understand? You know, and there have been players who have been successful. Bobby Wagner did a really good deal for himself a couple years ago in Seattle. So at the same time, you know, teams are a little scared of it. And you don't have a buffer. You know, there's not somebody that can sort of ease expectations. You'd like to think if Roquan Smith had an agent right now that there wouldn't be a trade request because, you know, they could try to work something out. Like there was an example, and I heard this too last week, that there was like a de-escalator that they in Roquan Smith's offer, which means if he doesn't hit a certain benchmark as a player based on performance, he actually loses some money, which is crazy, right? Like you can't do that in 2022 and have a premier player sign that. But if he doesn't have an agent, you're probably going to have to sneak that into the contract and try to take advantage of him. Like it's just the way it works. It's unfortunate, but that's part of the business side of it, where an agent would either catch that or they wouldn't put it in because they know the agent would catch that, you know? So it's just that weird negotiating game. And so, you're seeing more players do it, but I think most guys recognize, like, you're paying these guys 1-3% max on a commission. If you're making a lot of money, it's probably worth it for them to get you the best deal.
Jeremy, yesterday Roger Goodell lent his voice to what we've long speculated, that the NFL wants Deshaun Watson to be suspended for a full season. What do you think the timeline is on this moving forward, and what's the process look like? Is it written statements that is going to be reviewed, or is the Players Association going to have an opportunity to state its case again?
Well, it's my understanding that there really is no stating of cases anymore because the appeal was filed, and the league made its case in the appeal, and then there was a rebuttal from the Players Union that was in writing, and now it's up to the new independent arbitrator, which we had one a couple weeks ago in Sue L. Robinson. Now it's Peter C. Harvey, and you know, he can make his ruling, and you know, it's just up to him now, just like it was up to Sue L. Robinson a couple weeks ago. So I know I was in Cleveland the other day. I know the Browns are hopeful for this week. They're loosely expecting a decision by the end of the week because it was supposed to be an expedited process. But nobody knows for sure right now.
Because it's open-ended right now, is the anticipation from you, just from a personal standpoint, will it be a year? Like, is that where you think it'll land on? Or a season, I should say.
Well, you know, the fact that Peter C. Harvey has consulted with the league on matters before, you know, it does make you wonder if he's going to come to the conclusion that Roger Goodell would want him to. Me thinking common sense, it seems like you just find a sweet spot between 6 and 17 games, maybe it's 12, and you hit them with a big fine and call it a day, you know. That's me, but I still think something like that will come into play. Like, they're waiting on his appeal, but there's still time to sort of settle this too if they want to have those talks. And I think the league would welcome that, and you know, at this rate, Deshaun might have to consider some of that, you know, otherwise you're sort of at the mercy of one person's ruling because, you know, you can't appeal anymore. That's over. So after that, you can take it to court and all that. But since they didn't appeal the original ruling from Sue L. Robinson, that is a bit complicated because of that.
So say it is 10 games. Say they find a sweet spot, maybe in the middle, maybe a little bit more favorable for Deshaun Watson. So say he's suspended 10 games. He plays 7 games. Are the Browns a playoff team?
Oh, I think so. Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt. The roster's pretty good. I mean, the defense is really set up the best it's been in years. You know, there's still some question marks as far as what kind of skill guys they have outside of Amari Cooper and Nick Chubb and some of those players. But they have enough. You know, it's a really good offensive line, so anybody can run behind it. Yeah, I think so. You know, they've been really pleased with, in practice at least, with Deshaun Watson's, like, poise. They feel like he's better even than they thought at sort of going through his progressions and waiting for the right guy to get open. So all things in place, I think absolutely they are.
Jeremy Fowler, ESPN. Jeremy, we thank you so very much. We'll catch up again soon.
Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me.
All right.
Thanks, Jeremy.
For sure. Jeremy Fowler, ESPN. Coming up next, an eBay account. The mystery around this account. I can't get enough of. Is it Jim? Maybe is it Jim Colony? Who knows? Mm. Today, a big tip out there. Could it be Jim Colony trying to make a side life, a retirement hustle,
yeah,
if you will? Who knows? But we dive into that because it's absolutely fascinating to anybody who's a Pittsburgh sports fan. Pittsburgh Public Schools Back to School event presented by Frank Walker Law. Help a student get a head start on the new school year by donating a new stuff backpack at any Pittsburgh area original mattress factory. You can also buy backpacks online. Donated stuff backpacks can be distributed at the Pittsburgh for PPS Back to School event on Monday, August 22nd. Complete details, 937thefan.com/backpack. Brought to you by Shenderovich.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And Fishman and Original Mattress Factory and Pittsburgh Cultural Trust Cultural Treasure Initiative. All right, top of the hour, Wednesdays with Whaley. Going to do that coming up at 9 o'clock, 9 to 10 o'clock on Wednesday. So there's that. You know, here's how I went about this. There was, I don't know why I got this thought yesterday about, man, I don't know what it was about press passes. Oh, I know what it was. Over the weekend, I went somewhere, and the scanners, the sun was hitting those scanners to get into that NASCAR race I went to, and it was causing a couple backlogs.
Oh, yeah.
Because when you go to use, like, the your phone to go into places, if the sun is too bright, it causes, like, the receiver, and then they do it up against your phone. So I started wondering if how they do it with the press passes. You know, do you still wear a standard press pass around your neck, because like for games, or do you just have your press pass on your phone? But then I'm thinking, no, you have to have a credential that's visible.
Right.
So security and everybody could see. And I don't know why I was thinking about press passes. I had these weird thoughts in my head yesterday. Then I said, you know, I wonder if those Ron Cook press passes are still online.
Yeah, on eBay.
On eBay.
Yeah.
So I typed in 93. First, I typed in Ron Cook. I couldn't find anything. I don't know why I went down this hole looking for it. Then I typed in 937thefan on eBay, and one thing came up. Then there was a different account that was, what was that old one? Zartan?
Zartan the Great.
Zartan the Great or whatever, that sold all these Ron Cook press passes.
This is Steelers Rock and Roll is the account.
It looks to be similar. But there's some press passes on there, but none that are just blatantly Ron Cook ones. But it went to show me how. What are your eyes lighting up about, Crowley?
Well, because what happened here is from 93.7 The Fan. This person is attached to 93.7 The Fan, and probably formerly affiliated with ESPN 1250. Now I'm seeing for $12.99, you can get a 4-port desktop USB hub that clearly was hawked from one of the stations here.
Oh.
Ooh. Colony.
Colony. And then I started looking through this account. There's all kinds of crazy stuff. And I started thinking, where's the market for this? Like, who's paying $14.99 for a Dan Jiggett's broadcaster from the Chicago Bears 8x10 glossy picture? Who's paying for that?
The shipping cost on these varies in a hilarious way.
Yeah. Yes.
Like if
what were some of the great stuff that you found on here?
Well, here's
one. What's the site again? What's on eBay? What's the username?
Steelers Rock and Roll. Under Armour Men's Loose Blue Used XL T-shirt.
Nope.
$9.99. $8 shipping.
Come on.
$17 for that.
Hot Wheels 1997 Crazy Classics. It was an XL.
These Black Lab teardrop earrings that are considered nice by the seller, $19.99, only $6 to ship. Much easier to ship that, I suppose, than an Under Armour t-shirt.
Oh, my gosh. The Zartan the Great one is still live.
Okay. So Ron Cook's old stuff is all still up
Cook,
for sale?
Clubhouse Field Press Pass for the 2008 Pittsburgh Pirates media season, $37.50 right now. The secondary account is
$37.50.
$37.50. Crowley, go to this as we're doing this live on the air. Zartan the Great, Great, 1. Zartan the Great. There's all kinds of Ron Cook stuff.
Do we think these are like?
They're still online, these press passes. We went over this months ago.
Years ago, yeah.
These accounts have to be
the same.
The same thing. The same.
See, that's showing up as inactive for me now.
Ah, okay. Maybe that one's shut down. If you just do a search on
Google
for that, it comes up. Yes. But anyway, some of the.
No, it's still active here.
Okay.
And it's got some of the same exact stuff that's on
cross pollination.
One of the first things I saw, September 1980, Sports Illustrated cover with Hugh Green.
Uh-oh.
It's on both accounts.
You guys remember the terrific game between Penn State and Ohio football back in 2012, right?
Yes,
certainly.
There's a program for sale for $5.99.
Okay, Dorn, answer me this. Mm-hmm. Do you think that there's a market for this obscure, crazy stuff? Like a working press pass from 1998 Pittsburgh Pirates media season, Ron Cook's name on it, $37.50.
No.
Who's out there going, you know what I need to complete my stuff? I need a Ron Cook 1998 media pass.
No. No, I don't get the thought process of how you can retain some of this stuff and think that people want it.
Do you think that Ron Cook would ever consider buying back his old things?
No.
You know what, Chris? That's a great call, what Crowley just said. How valuable is it to Ron that
Ron
he's like,
has no interest in this stuff. None. Ron, what? I didn't need it then. I don't need it now.
What would you ever see on eBay?
Do you think Ron's hired a guy to do it on the side for him? Because he doesn't know how to do it.
Now, that is a distinct possibility.
Are you guys interested in the Illustrated Guide to Gardening for $19.99?
Wait, what was that? What's on that account?
The Illustrated Guide to Gardening by Reader's Digest.
Oh, yeah.
1996.
Well, you don't want a gardening guy without any pictures. True. So, yeah, you got to have the Illustrated one.
Jeez, this is wild. This is bizarre.
And it's hard to tell. Like,
there's Stormy Daniels signed pictures. I don't know if Roethlisberger wants these or not. Maybe they're from Roethlisberger.
But these are all inscribed to different people, the autographed stuff. There's one to Martha.
The obscure, if you look at the obscure sports-related stuff and then you juxtapose it with what I'm about to read, it becomes even funnier. A black and blue heavy dog coat. Extra large, brand new, $9.99, $7.50 to ship.
My mind
is it like worn once and then
brand new? It
then
says
then Rainbow Bridge. Like, what happened? Why is it not? What's going on? Why? Is,
poor Sophie.
I know. You think sports bars would want this?
No.
Or
no, this isn't even stuff like sports bars.
What if you open a Ron Cook press pass themed sports bar?
Yeah,
you getting
like
a lot of foot traffic? I mean, what's
we only serve free and free light?
I know. Oh, goodness. But the amount of stuff on here that's Pittsburgh-centric that is so obscure.
But then,
programs
and then the random
games.
Stuff, too. Like, the what is there?
Dorn
is
put off by this. Dorn is bothered. He's making a sour face.
I'm trying to figure out, like, who. Because I feel like we might know someone that could do this. Like, I don't know. Like, there's a bunch of people that could come to mind.
1993 Pittsburgh Steelers yearbook, $7.99 or best offer.
Best offer. Okay. The Stormy Daniels got me. It got me signed. It was $69.99. That's
there
not by
go.
Mistake. The Stormy Daniels signed glossy. Come on now.
Crowley, can we see how many items this account has sold?
Yes. If you click on sold, it sold like 4,000.
What?
Uh-huh.
So Zartan the Great won. Which is the old account, has sold over 8,000 items.
There you go.
And they've got another 16,000 listed.
Well, okay, so then they're actually doing something now. They're making something. Somebody out there wants something.
One negative review.
Which was?
Which was horrible shipping. Put photo in top loader and poly bag and shipped. No cardboard or heavy protection. Photo got mangled as a result.
See, that's some inside stuff. That's some eBay, some professional eBay stuff, some lingo.
They went on. Being around since 99, you should learn to ship your product better, especially since it's no longer yours once it's purchased.
How about for $19, you can have, and there can't be many of these left in existence.
All right. Sell
me 2014 Pittsburgh Power Arena Football Media Football Ticket. It's an unused Pittsburgh Power ticket to get into a game.
As they all are.
Yes.
Troy Clarity at the bottom of all of this.
Is it signed by Mike Washington?
No, it is not signed by Mike Washington of Aliquippin, Hawaii fame.
Hawaii.
Yes. No.
Pittsburgh Power. How much was that again? $19.99.
$19.99. For $100. Okay, last one. I promise, then we'll move on. For $100, hover to Zoom, it tells me.
Mm-hmm.
1997 Penguins playoff pass, Ron Cook Post-Gazette. Authorized by PHA, whoever that is.
Pittsburgh
Hockey Association. Yeah. Yep. Pass number 101, Ron. And it is a pass to get into the playoffs for $100.
Who?
Laminated little card.
Who's buying that with someone else's name on it?
I don't know.
Who's buying it? Period. I mean,
are
but
people
then with somebody
buying
else's name
this?
On it.
The owner of Domenico should buy all this stuff and put it all up on the wall.
Just have a shrine to Ron in
yes.
the corner.
This is really bizarre.
It is bizarre. It is so bizarre. Because we covered this at least a year ago, Chris.
Oh, it was before the pandemic.
Was it before the pandemic?
I think so.
I remember you guys talking about
it. Some of this stuff has moved, and some of it is still up there. What's the hope? I'm going to leave it. I guess once you post it, you just leave it up there forever?
Yeah. I mean, 16,000 listings. I mean.
Here's what we do. Doran, you sign a bunch of photos, different watermarks that only we can recognize, and we'll see who puts them up on eBay. Just start handing them out around the station.
Oh,
around town.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Watermark them.
Watermark. That's a big effort.
Who's going to do that? You know how to watermark things, Crowley?
Yeah, we'll tie in a sponsor.
Okay. This is incredible. All right, Wednesdays with Whaley, top of the hour. We talked to Doug. He's in the building, and we're grateful for that. And so he's going to make his way in here. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Join them for the first responder in 2023 Corvette Z06 Tour. That is August 10th. Fan weather cloudy today. Highs in the low 80s. It's apparently going to rain up near La Trobe later on, so they've moved practice to 10:30 today. Is that what it is, Crowley?
That's right.
10:30 today. So there's your weather.
That's the weather.
Sure is. QC Kinetics, let me tell you about them because they're great. You got that joint pain, you don't want it anymore. No one wants joint pain, right? Eradicate it, get rid of it, feel better. There's a better way. There's life after all of that. And it's here right now, Western Pennsylvania. Local medical professionals at QC Kinetics. QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. There's an advanced, exciting, and natural alternative that can give you lasting relief.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.